Hey, I'm Big J Okerson.
And I'm Dan Soder, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. Yeah, it's a podcast, and it's also a radio show. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
Brooklyn. Lou.
When are you going to Brooklyn, Lou?
About a month, but I don't really think we should start off the show this way.
Okay. All right.
Why, you hate it already?
I just got some bad news. Maybe I'll save it for you.
Okay.
Oh, shit. You guys broke up.
What?
Your girlfriend has AIDS.
Oh, no. Did you go to Guns N' Roses?
I did. Yes, I did.
How was it?
I heard they suck dick.
Did they?
He sings in a whisper. And yes, they amplify his voice like 1,000 times, like, yeah, so he doesn't have to hit notes. Actually, he can just go like, "So far away."
Yeah,
so
he ran out of gas. Yeah, he ran out of gas at the end.
Yeah, he sucks.
Was he just wheezing?
Whatever magic he had the last time I saw them in 2019 is totally gone.
Yeah,
some songs he can hit, but by the end, Night Train, which I tried to give you the video, but they took it down off of YouTube. It was a little embarrassing. He had nothing left.
When you saw Guns N' Roses in 2019, were you like blown away? Like, oh wow, they're like good. And
were you really? I wasn't blown away. I was very happy with the show, and I was very emotional at the show.
Oh, you guys did it!
Well, I just never saw them when they were like in their prime, and they were so important to me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So remember the first time I went, I got gout, so I couldn't stand up and watch the show.
Yeah, I remember. We were talking about it last week.
Yeah, second time was Madison Square Garden. They fucking ripped. It was great. And then I heard Josh Enemyers went too and just said, like, Axl just doesn't have he doesn't have it anymore. Somewhere between the last 2 years, everyone's saying too, he just like, he lost a step right now.
Yeah, well, damn. He's almost 60.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, he looks like hell.
Does he? I mean, I know that, but I think he was kind of slapping it together for, like, when they...
No, he could put on a lot of accoutrement.
Yes.
And make it look not so bad, like a wacky hat and big glasses and shit. But if he lets that hair show and everything, he looks like a frazzled... He looks like a Karen.
They should just wet him and throw him on stage.
Axl Rose looks like a Karen.
Bring up a picture of Axl Rose. I want to see what he looks like right now.
Oh, yeah.
Because young Axl Rose is the biggest heartthrob out there.
I love how little anybody in my world like communicates with each other at all. Like Josh Enemyers, DJ Lewitsky, Ralph Sutton, all these people at the Guns N' Roses show.
Man.
No one knew that other people were there.
Because you're the uniter.
I'm the uniter. I am the center of the web.
Jay is the uniter.
Well, I wouldn't have been able to talk to them anyway because we broke up at Guns N' Roses and I will not be moving to Brooklyn.
Oh,
no.
Swear during, on my mother's life.
Did you break up during during November Rain? Because that is appropriate.
And when Lou's fears subside and he moves his ass to Brooklyn.
I told you one of my favorite fights I've ever had with a girlfriend was when I worked at K-Rock and I was in the Opie and Anthony studio and I finished my shift at like 2 a.m. And my girlfriend was drunk and she was like, meet me and my friends at a bar. And I was like, I just want to go home. And we started, the conversation started as November Rain was playing on K-Rock. And we fought with it perfectly. Like when it went up, we were like, well, what do you want me to do? What the fuck do you want me to do? Yeah, dude.
Did you kill her at the end?
I thought about it. Then I just ate shit and went and met up with her and her friends.
Lou, let me therapize you for a second.
Therapize.
You broke up with her because Guns N' Roses took you back to a time, a simpler time. I call it a year and a half ago when it was just you and your brother against the world. And then your girl came in and the songs made you get reminiscent. You're like, I can't leave my brother's side. What if we're sleeping not 5 feet from each other? What will life be like? And you don't want to see a world like that. Fucking run from it.
Lou's the only person that when November Rain fights, it's with his brother. It's not with his girlfriend.
I'd dump you too, Lou, if you she was right. If I was a Puerto Rican girl and you brought me to a Guns N' Roses concert 20 years too late, what are you, an asshole?
Why don't you take me to a monster truck thing or something?
Yeah. Now you got to sit through 3 Mark Anthony concerts for her.
Oh, my
God. You happy?
Or whoever the current king of bachata is.
Oh yeah, little bunny something.
You got to go through the Bronx.
Bad
to see
bunny.
When you see those billboards, where you're like, I've never heard of that artist.
Oh,
and he's
my
got
God.
6 billboards in a row.
And how is his fucking beard so dark and tight?
I tight.
What happened, Lou? At Guns N' Roses? How do you bring up a Guns N' Roses? So you didn't enjoy the show.
I liked the show. I thought he did a passable job. He just ran out of gas at the end. We were dancing. Everything was great. It was going on the way home in the parking lot. I told her she couldn't sleep over, and that just started a whole fucking thing in public, and it was really bad. And
wait, why couldn't she sleep over? Don't glaze over that. You're like, I told her she couldn't sleep over. She threw a whole fucking to-do. She went into her bullshit girl stuff.
I told her it's Mario 3 night.
That's what it sounds like.
Can't sleep over. We're building a fort. We do it every year.
Yeah. He said, me, I promised Lou that I would wrestle with him tonight.
Yeah. Sorry, Bunny. It's Greco-Roman night. We're seeing who could take down who.
Why couldn't she stay over?
For the big bedroom.
Well, because my roommate requested that he not have to deal with her that night.
Oh, shit.
Oh, but dude, it's fucking Guns N' Roses night.
Yeah, I honestly, if you told me there's a pay-per-view fight headed this way between Will and his ex-girlfriend, I'd be like, you guys are selling it properly. There's real palpable hate between
your boyfriend, two. Your brother, Saint Potato Potato. your brother is sabotaging your relationship. I know exactly what she's saying. I'm saying the exact same things.
Oh,
your brother's sabotaging your relationship because he's afraid to live on his own.
And I'm going to take his side and say she's trying to come between us and stop us from being as close as you guys normally are.
Nope, she's not. Will's welcome to come over to your Brooklyn place sometime.
You don't know that?
Well, I got the least money. I lost the least money today, so there's no Brooklyn. There's no girlfriend. There's
lost the money?
Else. Where'd you lose the money? Are you
lost it?
How'd you lose it?
What?
Because they wouldn't let me out. They wouldn't let me out of it. She wanted her money back. I gave her hers, and then they said, "No, you got to pay this whole year lease unless we could keep the deposit, which is $4,300."
Oh.
I bet that's bullshit.
Yeah. I don't know. You want us to get a lawyer involved?
Sure.
Let's go to Sirius.
You can get back together and feel stupid about all this.
God. When you guys get back together, she better show up with a $2,000 check for that.
Actually, can we get back in now?
Also, good news, REO Speedwagon.
Lou, is there no way?
He's playing at Brooklyn Steel this weekend.
Go ahead, Jacob.
Well, I mean, I do think it's like a good step for you. Is there no way you could ask him, could I just get a studio apart in the same building and just so you don't have to lose your deposit?
Yeah. It's a good question.
Yeah, but I
or
I
do
really
you want that deep inside?
I don't want to move to Brooklyn. I don't want Jacob to live in a scumbag neighborhood.
Jacob just challenged you right now what he was doing. That was really slick what he just did. He wants to hear you say the words.
Forward.
Yeah, but it was not passive aggressive is the wrong word. It was smarmy, even if it didn't mean to be. You were really, was joking before, but you're doing like, could you maybe like move across the street from your brother and try baby steps so you guys don't get afraid?
No, I meant it.
I don't want you guys to be afraid. Maybe, like you could see each other's lights are on in the bedrooms.
Yeah, do you guys need walkie-talkies? Maybe that would help. If you guys had high power walkie-talkies.
Are you guys like gay Stranger Things kids? You're worried that if you're in Brooklyn and he's in New Jersey, you're not going to have to go on adventures together anymore?
What if you guys have Apple Watches where it lets you guys know where each other are all
How about
the time?
That? How about if you guys can FaceTime with your Apple Watches on? No, it's not about you can talk to each other like Knight Rider, the way you guys dreamed always.
No, I know what you meant. Jacob was going for saving money, and he was saying that you could...
No, he's asking why are you and your twin brother gay for each other so much? Neither of you can move out of the house. It's crazy.
Oh, Lou, what is your contact like with each other now?
What's that, buddy?
What is your contact like with each other now? Like when you talk, is it civil?
Physical?
Is it... Me and my brother were great.
No, you and your brother.
Are you guys still having a sexual relationship? Or?
Do you guys really just fucking lock in every time you guys get in the same room together?
Are you guys glad she's gone so you could be louder when you fucking beat next to each other? Have you ever tried jerking each other's dicks off and see if it feels like you're jerking yourself off?
They call it Fast and Furious when they jerk off next to each other. I live my life a quarter mile at a time. Go.
Damn, you made your girlfriend jealous of your brother. It's so weird.
No, but what's the contact? Black Lou's got a good question. Are you and her still speaking, or has it been since the concert?
since the concert, it's been, I want my money back. Where's my money? Where's my money? And I gave it back.
Give me my money back. I want my money back. You bitch. Boom, boom, beep, beep, boom, boom, beep, beep.
You should have hit her with the, hey, Big J, baby,
baby, I got your money.
You should have just sent her that clip. Hey.
Hey,
Big J. Hey. Baby, I got your money. Don't you worry. Big J. Baby, I got your money.
Now I feel bad because Christine and your girlfriend have plans next week, and they were getting really tight. So we're on her side right now, just for the record.
Team but, Bride?
Yeah, we're just on her side because, like, we're going to have to get her through this difficult time, probably.
Man.
We're going to get her ass to Brooklyn.
Lou, I'm here for a boys' night. Let's have some pizza, some skee-ball, and let's forget about all our worries.
All right.
You really Damn. Didn't answer Lewis's question.
I did. No. She just kept texting me, where's my money? That's the extent of it.
Lou, if it's really over, show us all a picture of her pussy right now.
I don't have one. I wouldn't do that.
That's what I would say, you liar. You're not breaking up with her at all.
Yeah.
You're just satiating your brother so he doesn't get upset with you.
You're edging both of them.
You don't want to hear your brother cry at night. That'd be great if she's like, where were you tonight, Lou? Like, you seemed not mentally there when we made love. He goes, just thinking about my brother. I'm just worried.
You should have him compete.
In Jersey alone.
You should have him compete for your love, like in a drag race.
Ooh. Why don't we have him drag race for your love, Lou?
And then you can
be the scarf bitch.
No, he could be the scarf bitch.
Oh, yeah, Lou, you should be the scarf bitch.
And then he goes,
you're right.
Ready, go. We'll do it right
and
in T-neck.
Go. Right outside T-neck.
I'm a race car driver.
I know. Is there an aqueduct around here anywhere we can do this in? I'd like to do it in an aqueduct if possible.
But before we do, any way we can get a musical number in while we fix up Lou's car?
Lou, let's fix up your car within the span of one song.
Or we'll fix up Will's car. I don't know whose side to pick.
Well, Lou, now I need you to do a Lou version of keep talking, yo, keep talking. She'll inject something, 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 something speed. Yeah, keep talking. Hungry. It was supreme.
Bum, bum.
The chicks will cream.
Bum, bum.
For grease lightning.
Lou, it seemed like that's a very extreme thing that happened over one argument at the concert. Like, it had to be a lot more.
No, look, Jacob, it's big. It's big. This is a bigger thing. She's been told you can't stay over anymore because of my brother, and Lou's fucking 52 years old.
Well, if people would just get along, then everything would be fine, but they can't, so fuck them. Fuck them both.
Good point.
No,
Christine, I can't hear you, and I'm kind of happy.
What don't they like about each other? Why don't they get along?
Is it their smells?
It's a tug of war for big old Lou over here.
Christine, before you start changing a bunch of things, we hear you just low.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk.
Okay. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Just turn it up a little bit.
Hey, I just asked why they, like, how do they not get along? Like, why do they not get along?
Well, she doesn't get along with Lou, and it's just another Lou.
Well, because Christine, you're not listening.
She doesn't like DJ Lou, and there's two of them.
Will is a shark. She's a jet. They'll never get along.
Sharks first. Yes, it's Tony and Maria right here.
Come on. This is a tale
as
old as time.
My girlfriend. I just met a girl named my girlfriend, and suddenly it seems that Will is getting bitchy at night.
Yeah. Is there a way we can do a mafia sit-down?
No, I don't think so.
Does he not? Do you guys have a pact? Does he not have a girlfriend either? Are you guys thunder buddies for life?
School.
I think this can be worked out, Lou. I think you lost the lease, and that's tragic.
That sucks.
That $4,300.
I mean, that's a $4,300 fight that you guys had in the parking lot of MetLife.
And I'm sorry to put your business out there. I'm sorry to put your business out there, Lou, but that's also 7 months of your pay.
I know. You know how many fucking cigarettes I could buy with that?
Oh my God. You could buy an actual camel and name him Joe.
Are you guys going to pass each other on the street, like at the end of Rockstar?
Yeah.
You're like, yeah. Still DJ assistant at this little cafe now. The famous life wasn't for me, you know.
Or are they going to do the break?
You're a good kid.
Are they going to do the breakup meetup?
Oh yeah, yeah. So
both
Aniston. Things are good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Addison's great at a show up afterwards and be cordial with your ex.
That's her hotness.
That's her. She's able to go. Jennifer, we're all adults about this.
Jennifer, I'm hot enough for you to be sad. You let me go, Aniston.
Ooh.
Oh, dude, I don't know. I feel like they're still...
Lou, you sad? You're sad, dude, for sure.
Yeah, I'm pretty sad.
Yeah.
She's sad. Not sad. She's all anger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a passionate woman, Jason.
Dude.
How does Will feel about it?
Dude, you couldn't... Listen, a roommate, an actual roommate who you're not related to, can't tell you your girlfriend can't come sleep over in your room.
Oh, you'd be impressed. I don't know.
You didn't want to fuck on Guns N' Roses night, dude?
That would be really funny if you're like, sorry, Bill says you can't sleep over tonight. Who is he? It's just this dude.
He's a CPA.
Sorry, he says he can't put up with your shit tonight.
He said your shoes are always in the hallway and it bothers him?
Yeah, he's got a quarterly meeting tomorrow that he's going to be sharp for.
Yeah, what does Will care if she just comes over and goes in your room? Can my girlfriend sleep in my room tonight?
I thought I'd give him the night off. He didn't want to deal with it. It's fine. It was fine for me.
You didn't want her to come over?
No, I could take it or leave it, but I just wanted to respect my roommate's wishes.
Why didn't you go to her house?
She has a roommate that I've never met, and I've never been over there.
What?
All right, Lou. This woman should have broke up a few months ago.
Yeah, you got to go over there. You got to tame the roommate.
I wasn't allowed over there.
You weren't allowed? Why weren't you allowed over there?
White guy in Brooklyn?
White guy in Brooklyn, yeah.
The whole building is going to think I'm dating a cop. I can't be doing that.
Lou, why don't you come over for some supper? I can make you my famous thing I make, paella.
You never went over there once?
A few times when he wasn't there, but it was understood his roommate she wanted to respect her roommate the same way I do mine.
But it's her roommate's a dude.
Yeah. Her roommate's
no
a guy.
As adults, that's weird.
And you can't go over there when he's over there. It makes me feel like, are you a side piece?
Yeah,
Luke?
Both of your guys' living situations are laughably retarded.
Well, now we don't have to deal with it.
Oh. When did it?
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple-checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now.
When did it go downhill between Will and your girlfriend? Like, what does he have against her?
I don't want to get into it. And she's very.
Oh boy.
Oh.
You can't say it on the air.
Yeah, I think he was. They just heard silence while he told us that.
Yeah, that was off the air.
Yeah, he just said it.
Oh, it's hilarious.
No, it's not.
Oh, Lord, Lou.
Yeah.
Well,
that's.
I guess there's only one solution. Have Will kill her. He wanted you to dump her so bad. He wanted you to dump her so bad, and you did. Have him kill her.
Don't make me be an interview in a Dateline.
Do you think Will did it?
When it's called Twin Passion.
Hey, Will, if you want to be together, really, you know, you probably got to murder my girlfriend.
The only thing stopping you is one thing.
The only thing between me and you being together forever.
Is this one very easy
This little person. Spicy jalapeno over here.
You take her out, you squash that papa, and me and you is his buddies for life.
Let's just say you got to squish that cucaracha if you want me to be here forever, baby.
Do you remember a childhood digging spot? It would be a shame if a body ended up there.
You want me to...
Oh, he left. Lou left the show.
You want me to whack that pinata for you, if you know what I mean?
Hey, maybe I blindfold you and spin you around a couple times, make it look like an accident.
You give her old gunk on the old gook. Sorry, Lou.
Yeah, it does suck, dude.
You're going to get back together.
Hey, you guys are going to be... This is one of those relationships where you guys... A week
or is
from
she...
Now,
can you tell she's over?
Nah, man. I think... I don't know. She won't stop texting. I don't know.
Send a dick pic back. Unsolicited.
Yeah.
She'd rather have money than dick.
Well, wrap a dollar on your dick.
Go to an ATM, pull out a bunch of fives or ones, and then roll around in a bed of money.
Oh, yeah. Naked. Be naked and money, dude, and just have some stuck to your ass sweat.
Ooh. Oops.
And look over your shoulder like a little fat baby. Oopsie.
Oopsie, I made
baby got into the cash.
Baby's got a cash tussy.
Baby's got cash on his tuss.
Oh, no. Does the baby have dollar bills all over his tushy?
My bum bum.
I'm a money bum.
Yeah. Send her a picture of a fiver wrapped around your dick and say, come put your mouth where this money is.
Come put your... That might be the best one. That's easily the best one. You almost have to do that now.
Say, oh, you know what you should do, dude? Wrap $4,300 around your dick. Yeah. You go, you want it? Come get it, baby.
Take it bill by bill with your teeth.
And then when she walks through the door, you have Lou release a rope for like a home... Home Alone style, like maybe she catches a paint bucket to the face or something, you know?
Yeah, like three paint cans?
Three paint cans. Now, despite what that movie will tell you, that's definitely the hospital, probably death.
She's losing a part of her brain.
Full paint can, whacks you in the face?
Yeah.
It's a wrap for that, for at least that week.
Yeah, you're going to have CTE like a quarterback from the 70s.
If you live through it.
Yeah, that's going to smash your frontal lobe.
These just things to think about for you and Will to plot, the twin murderers.
I do think the broken Christmas ornaments inside a window is a good idea. In case she tries going sideways.
Without a doubt. Also, may I suggest you guys both get wigs. Get toupees of some sort to put on when you commit this crime. So then when they see you guys are bald, they'll be like, well, it couldn't have been them.
Yeah.
Those guys had fucking... bowl cuts like Davy Jones of the Monkees,
and I think one of them had a haircut like that white guy in Counting Crows. If Lou got an Adam Derwitz,
no, those guys that killed that girl were in a local Monkees cover band. The last train to Clarksville.
Hey, look, it's the Monkees.
Hey, everyone, what am I? We're the surviving. I'm
Davy Jr.
I'm Mickey Dolenz.
Yeah.
That's hey, Michael Nesmith.
Hey, we're the Monkees. People say we monkey around.
This is my twin brother, Peter Tork.
We definitely didn't kill that lady.
If
so
that's
everybody,
what you think.
So everybody stop poking around.
We're just trying to be friendly.
There you go. Man, it's so cool we ran into the Monkees like that down by that marsh.
Did you know that the Monkees were still alive and were questioned about a pretty global murder?
Gruesome murder.
What some are calling the most vicious murder outside of Teaneck happened.
Some people believe it's a serial killer. They called it a gold star murder.
People are just staying in their houses now. Yeah, nightlife? Nothing.
It's truly the Son of Sam, and they're calling it monkey fun. The monkey slashers?
Hey, it'll never catch us, bro. It's me and you forever in this place.
Me and you in this wig.
Who's got the better TV, Lou?
I have the better everything.
Whoa.
Well, not girlfriend anymore.
Ouch.
He ruined it for you.
I don't think he ruined it.
I'm upset with Will.
Why? Why couldn't everyone just get along? I'm on Witsky's side. I'm on Lou's side.
Dan.
Your brother. Your brother can't be like, hey, don't get pussy after a guy. He had to see the problems that would cause you, Lou.
No, he was just going like, dude, I don't want to deal with her tonight. And Lou was like, I got your back.
When she comes home all jazzed up over Night Train.
Yeah, when did you tell her she couldn't sleep over?
Right after the show when it was time to go home.
He was like the musical transition of Sweet Child of Mine.
All right, everyone, get ready, hold someone you love.
Sorry, buddy, you can't sleep over tonight.
Where do we go? Oh, babe, speaking of where do we go now?
You
got to go somewhere tonight.
I got to put you on the N-48 back the way.
Where do we go? Ow, now, ow, where do we go?
Ironically.
Oh, yeah, babe, so I'm going to go back to my brother's, and you are going to go back to where you're all from.
Right. Kiss on the forehead. They rock.
Where do we go now? Am I right, babe?
Goes back in the day.
Look,
Slash is going to do it.
Where do we go now? But whoa, 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 whoa.
Oh, man. It was leaving the stadium, wasn't it?
Yes.
I would say per capita, there's
that
more.
That place is haunted. I broke up.
Per capita, probably the most amount of fights are leaving a stadium. in a relationship? That's got to be a high volume of people bitching at each other.
You just took it to a very, like, aggressive white guy situation.
Sure.
And then he laid aggressive white guy on a, like, you can't stay over. I can take it or leave it. I'm like Axel. Duff wouldn't let you back to his fucking house, you bitch. What would Izzy Stradlin do, says my bracelet?
I did say at one point, don't you fucking embarrass me in front of Slash.
That's funny.
That's funny.
What does she say? Who is Slash?
Who is this man? Is he in the gang like my brother's friend Slash?
His name is Slash. That don't not sound like he's a nice person.
My hermano's friend's name is Slash. But for a different reason.
My eardrums is all loud and bangy.
Put on more salsa.
The only thing that will make this night better is going home with my Lou,
man,
and snuggling with him and talking about the concert.
Sorry, Bun Bun. Will needs the night off.
When she keeps asking you for money, do you keep laying stuff on her? Like, you have that minus $8 for that hot dog I got you.
What about that Frank's hot sauce I bought for your apartment?
I got you a shirt you didn't ask for, but they wouldn't fit me, so I bought you. And I'm just saying what happens at Mia concerts. Remember that shirt I love that I made you get because it'll never fit me?
What about that?
Did you buy her merch?
No.
All right.
No merch. We had great seats. No, we had great seats. We had a good time. We're dancing. And it all hit the fucking wall.
How drunk were you guys?
Apparently drunker than I thought. Oh, one of us was, not me.
You're like, because I wrapped a car around a phone pole.
Funny idea. I slept on their Guitar Tech's tour bus.
Crazy.
Don't even remember it.
Had we been sober, I think the outcome would have been a lot better.
Yeah, you guys would have been able to talk through it.
Oh, yeah, you guys were fucking... You guys were hammered fighting.
Oh, my God. Drunk leaving a stadium fighting?
Yeah.
It was a lot of, babe, what are you doing? Babe.
That was Friday. It's Monday. That was Friday. It's Monday. You're fine. You guys get back together. You want to get back together.
Yeah, you'll be back together by the weekend.
You want to, right?
I don't know.
But I mean, no. It seems nothing
lasts forever, even though November rain.
No.
Even cold November rain. Sometimes you need some time.
She goes, Lou, stop it. You're doing it again.
Wow, everybody needs some time with the twin brother. Now me and Will can finally finish that 5,000-piece puzzle we've been working on since we was kids.
Oh, it's finally going to be... Our destinies will be complete.
Finally, back to the family business. Let's finish this puzzle.
Now we can finally reshoot frame for frame Knocking on Heaven's Door.
Now I don't gotta have anybody worry about the underage girls we brought back from the bar that we keep in the basement. Yeah.
No one needs to know about our underground fish fighting ring.
Yeah. She almost looked down there three times. I had to tell her to walk out.
Man, that does suck being in the middle, though. When you're in the middle between a friend and a girlfriend, it's two worlds.
It's not his friend. It's his twin brother that should have not have cost you puss on fucking Guns N' Roses night, dude. You had to get that energy out, dude. You were just thumping to My Michelle. You got to squeege a little.
Got to take some of the cream off the top.
You got to get some of the cream off the top. Yeah. No foam, please.
No foam.
No foam. Room.
At what point in the argument were you like, how is this going like this? Because there's always that point when you're leaving a stadium and you're like, we were just having fun.
Yeah. No, there was a line that was crossed, and I don't want to tell you the details.
Got it.
But I'll tell you off the air. But yeah, there was a definite, we both said things that you just can't go back from.
Uh-oh.
You threw your underwear at Axel.
Yeah.
You caught her sucking off Duff McKagan.
Or she lost the flame after she watched Lou cry for Axel.
Axel! Axel! Before you guys officially break up, why don't you guys go on Springer? That's a good one for Springer. I live with my twin brother for 55 years, and my girlfriend wanted to move.
I would even think you could get a Maury out of it.
You could definitely get a Springer, dude. But I will have to say this. She has to be willing to fight Will on stage.
Yeah, and Will, and honestly, we're going to have to talk to Will. He's going to have to take one wild overhand right.
He's going to have to eat one of those and then be like, you know, then he can say whatever he wants. He could be mean then. But yeah. He's going to have to take a shot to the chops.
Honestly, if we could get her to hit him with the inside of her hand, that'd probably be better for everybody involved.
And then, Lou, but if you want to win the crowd back when they're all going nuts, you sit down in a chair away from them, too, and you go, I'm too pretty to fight. And then they'll go, wah!
Yeah. They're
going to love you.
Yes. And if you can, get one of them to tear one of their other shirts off.
Oh, yeah. And then I'll be in the audience. I'm going to stand up and I'm going to go, hey, Rosie Perez, I think the real problem is you want to fuck Zaymon over here instead of Tomax.
Oh, shit.
And I'll go, we'll be right back, everybody, with the final, Jerry's final thought.
Twins, they share a womb. Should they share a room?
Take care of yourselves and each other.
Is the only thing that can break up twins a Puerto Rican? Apparently not.
Apparently not. Yeah. Did you tell? What was the thing you can't go back from? Did you tell her it would have to be a much whiter girl to get me to leave my brother?
Damn. You'd have to have some Anglo blood in you.
Or the other direction, like, you're not dark enough, baby. I'm trying to get brownie points over here.
So if I move into a neighborhood, it's got to be a spot with some barbecue.
You ain't Puerto Rican enough, chinchilla.
Let's take our first break and come back because I want to hear about your nice little trip to Raleigh, North Carolina.
Is this what you played for when she's like, what do you mean I can't sleep over? And you're like, we're moving in soon, babe.
Don't worry.
And it'll work itself out fine. All we need is just a little patience. Come on, senorita.
Sing it with me.
Lou, you had to have known, like, that this was going to, like, start an eruption, like, because you waited till did you?
Yes, that's a very good point.
Wait till after the show?
If the roles were reversed and she said you can't come back to Brooklyn with me, I'd be like, okay, I'll see you fucking tomorrow. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Did you offer to help her get an Uber?
Oh, my God. I paid $200 to fucking Uber back to Brooklyn.
Jesus.
Put that on the tab, bunny.
Yeah, buddy.
Well, I respect your loyalty, Lou, to your brother and your family.
And thank you, Lou, for almost sending me a housewarming gift. It was such a sweet thought, but there's no house and there's no warmth.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Are you bummed at all?
You don't
see
that.
Yeah, he said he was.
I am, but I had a whole weekend to think about it and be mad and go through every second of it. I remember every moment of it. And when it's all said and done, it's probably the right thing. I mean, at least I wasn't stuck in Brooklyn having this fight.
Yeah,
what
man,
do you mean you the right thing? Not mixing races? Come on, Lou. It's fucking 2021, dude. You're going to have to get past that shit.
You got to be way cooler about that.
You're going to have to stop that.
Man, that is... you're right, though. If you would have moved in and then this would have blown up.
Yeah.
Ooh,
in a like small little apartment.
Dude. Week one.
Oh, they would have had to bring cops back to show that episode.
Shit.
She's fucking crazy is all. I want to smoke inside. She's throwing kitchen knives at me.
Oh, I can't wake up and have coffee and listen to Pearl Jam.
What? She's tired of fucking Eddie Vedder, she says.
I told her I don't like eggs and bananas. That's what platanos are. It's bananas.
You know
it's
those
weird.
Platanos are bananas? They eat bananas for dinner.
I don't. Why am I eating bananas for dinner?
I don't want bananas in any form for dinner.
Am I a monkey? What am I doing? Why am I eating bananas?
Bananas for dinner? Come on now.
Oh, this is fucking stupid. Come on, bunny. Don't throw my shirt out the window.
oh my God.
Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll hear about Jay's travels. Because honestly, I think Lou and his girlfriend are going to be back together by Thursday's show.
We do. I may have more questions.
But he
though.
Doesn't. Oh, go ahead.
What? He doesn't what, Jacob?
Well, I'm thinking now maybe it is for the best because they don't seem like they're that. Like Lou's saying, what's the difference whether I go home? I can. He doesn't seem that broken up that he didn't go back to Brooklyn with her that
Jacob,
night.
Jacob, be careful. You're teetering that line. You're teetering that Dan line we said before. We're going to go, I'll be honest with you, Lou. She was a stupid pig anyway. We all hated her.
No.
And he's going to be like, we got back together tomorrow. God. Tell also, her that I was just trying to make you feel better. I was trying to make you feel better.
Also, she has SiriusXM and a new car, so she heard all of that.
If he doesn't want to go home with her after Guns N' Roses, then why would you want to live with somebody? Why would he want to lease with somebody? So maybe it is for
that's
the
a good
best.
Point.
Would you have brought her home after Dave Matthews?
I would have bring her home any night, and I would have saw her the next night anyway.
All right.
Damn.
This is Lou.
Just trying to get it right.
It's hard to see with my brother around. You know, I don't like going out in a crowd, and the street won't change maybe the name. I ain't got time for you, senorita. Take your Mexican ass back to Brooklyn. $200 Uber. I'm gonna be with Will. He is my brother. And we live together forever.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.